What it do, y'all?
Hello.
I'm Scythe.
Gina.
Welcome to season 6, episode 2 of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
Yeah. What's up?
Tell everybody what time it is. Hopefully they what?
High and right.
And positive vibes as always. Thank you guys for checking us out, tuning in. If you are new to the podcast, you just have to go back and listen to old ones to get an explanation on what this podcast is, because we don't have an accurate description on what it is. But if you would like to reach out to us, links are in the descriptions of our podcast, wherever you are enjoying our lovely voices. So what's been going on, baby? Let's talk to the people. What's been happening? Where you want to start this week?
I don't know. Why don't you start this week?
And I'll start every week.
No, actually, I do. So you can fucking go this time.
I ain't got nothing to say.
But you leave it up to me. That's fucked up.
Absolutely.
No. You go this time.
Well, where should we start this week? What has happened in the last couple weeks since we started this new season? What's been going on? I'm trying to think. A lot has transpired. We're babysitting a cat.
Yes, we're babysitting a cat. We got Biscuits. He's been hanging out, tearing up my door.
He's been getting more comfortable around
eating my plants.
By the way, Biscuit is a cat owned by our son.
Yeah.
While he's away at work.
Yeah, he had his first week in Colorado.
New job.
New job. He's loving it.
New money.
Yep, lots of new money.
Owes me money, man.
Thank God. He won't need us after a couple of weeks. That's exciting.
We'll see.
Oh, he won't. He'll be paying me back.
What do you mean you? I'm included in this too, you know.
It all goes to the same place, don't it?
No. Well, it goes to the same place, but not for the same purposes.
Well, that's different. That's just categorizing shit.
Oh, is that what it is? Spice already.
No, I don't have any. I haven't poured none yet today.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I made some.
Yeah, I was going to say you made some spice, though.
I did. I went to, somebody posted, because I love, I save seeds. And somebody posted these, I mean, humongous peppers from Aldi's. And I'm like, ooh, we got an Aldi's. And these things are so big. They were like over 12 feet. I mean, they were just insane.
12 inches, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, that.
12 inches.
I'm looking at my foot and I'm like, I know that's 12. No, it's not 12.
No, but you were a size 7.5.
Okay. But that thing, wow. Okay, but that thing.
What? What, are you surprised I don't know your foot size?
It's my shoe size.
Well, yeah, I know your foot size, man. I know what time it is. I know other sizes on your body, too.
I can't remember his. I'm like, is it 13, 14, 15, 12? Oh, my God. Just forget it.
Yeah, I would just cue an appropriate joke there. Think whatever you want, people.
Oh. Okay, but anyways. So these things are fucking massive. And I'm like, there's people on it. Yeah, we save the seeds and grow them.
These peppers are big as fuck.
They are so huge. Mm-hmm. You can use one for just a meal.
Mm-hmm. And some.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saved all the seeds. Going to get them planted tomorrow and see how they go. They're just so fucking lovely. And they taste so great.
For all of you that are new, we are gardeners. And we're looking forward to gardening season. Shout out to the gardeners out there that listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, I know y'all excited too, man.
It's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We got a bunch of seeds started.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got tons and tons of seeds started. They're all free. And then...
No, they're not.
Well, a couple of them I bought. But for the most part, all the peppers pretty much are free.
I was talking about to the consumer. Ain't shit for you.
Oh, no. But the good thing is we did get Jamie's Herbal Kitchen LLC done, completed.
Yes.
So we will be at farmers markets this summer.
Business.
Exciting. With lots of plants.
Yes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of other good stuff, but yeah, that's the main plants.
They're going to want to come and see us and be entertained.
That is probably true. I'll probably hide in the back.
Ain't no hiding. Because, you know, shoot, I'll be busy too. We're going to have to hire somebody. For real. Janae, you ain't doing shit.
No, you ain't.
Shit. I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah.
But it's
exciting.
Business is almost up and running, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we're going to get our chickens when?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting on this cat to leave. I've been convincing, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we don't need to wait for a cat to leave. I got this.
Waiting on these cats to get out of here, man. I don't think they don't start getting delivered until the middle of this month anyway.
No, she said this.
Okay, you know what? You call tomorrow and you go ahead and call and get them chickens coming. Go ahead and go get them.
I don't know. Well, either way, you know, we're getting two chickens.
Yeah, we talked about it on the season opener.
So somebody get this guy in gear so we can get the stuff together.
I'm waiting on the cat to leave, y'all.
I am not waiting for the cat to leave. I got the cat.
Cats kill chickens. Cat everything kills chickens.
It's not going to touch chickens. They're going to be in a safe place.
Mm-hmm. In Yoshi Cave.
Yes, where I have to keep it shut because the fucker goes in and eats my plants. He's like eating my, what is it, the damn spider plant, which is almost gone now because he fucking ate it all. And then now he's trying to eat my tomato plants.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tried to mess with the Wandering Jew. I'm like, Jesus. But I propagated some other shit, too, because he did it. So I'm like, okay.
Greedy ass.
So we got more plants.
Want to meddle in everything, man.
I know. If anybody wants to have help with Queen Sheba, I'd enjoy it.
They don't know who she is. But if you want to know who she is, check us out on our Instagram page. Link in the description.
Well, I need to get her taken apart, propagated. Because she's huge now.
It, basically, then, Queen Sheba is what I named her. It is a lemon-lime prayer plant.
Yes. And then, like, six of her babies, I have to repot them and get them propagated as well. Because they are just, like, blooming so big.
They all are, too.
Yeah, they are doing really well. They're liking me. Then I'm happy about that.
Well, yeah, because going back to even how you felt even in the beginning of doing a lot of this stuff, you felt like you wasn't going to keep nothing alive. You went from a complete brown thumb to a green thumb.
I didn't think I could keep anything alive because my mother always said I couldn't touch it because I would kill it. So.
Thanks, Mom.
And then we lost the cactus. And it died, so I thought I was just...
It was a damn cactus. And we've talked about this on the podcast before, ladies and gentlemen.
My hysterectomy cactus.
This was her hysterectomy present from her grandparents.
A cactus stick.
No, it was a cactus with a plastic fork that kept it leaning up. And that cactus was around for a few years.
And the funny thing is...
No water.
I learned...
Got all dusty.
But what happened is during the winter, it got stuck behind something, and then I never found it until it was dead. But the thing of it is, that flower on the top, I didn't know this at the time or I would have kept it. The flower on the top is movable. If the cactus part dies, you can take that off and propagate it onto another plant. Did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
When'd you learn this shit?
Oh, well, go. It's just... Put it in storage.
Huh, I didn't know that either.
If I ever got a new one.
The things you know.
I know. I have a lot of strange knowledge up here.
First of all, I do want to go ahead and tell everybody that did send us nice messages on our social medias and our Facebook page of all the thank yous of our 13-year anniversary.
Yeah,
we definitely want to say thank you to you guys. We appreciate all the kind messages and words. And yes, there is nothing Gina can't do, Sway.
Right, nothing.
Shout out to Sway.
I did. The other, Janae, she was like, she came to me and she was like, I need a masquerade mask. And I'm like, well, go look at Walmart and see if they have it. No, they didn't have any. So I was like, well, you know what? It should be easy enough. Let's just make it. Got a few things, came home, and whipped one up. And she's like, oh, my God.
It was badass, too.
It was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out good. Yeah, so no, there's nothing I can't figure out somehow, some way.
Man, and I already knew this. That's why I was like, man, I don't need somebody else's confirmation to know how you get busy and get down. I saw that fish tank. I keep telling you that shit. Keep telling you. But yes, thank you for all the kind words, everybody. We definitely appreciate and love you guys.
Yes.
That definitely aided in making our day.
It did.
As Gina made an amazing gift.
That was fun making it.
And if you want to see it, go to our Instagram page. It's fucking awesome.
Aww,
it is awesome. That's just next to the app bot.
It was a lot.
Close second.
That's what I said. It was a lot of fun. It was very stressful because, like, I couldn't get things to cut right, or I couldn't get this right. And then I'm like, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I just can't pull this off. And it just came together real smooth.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay. I love it. It's going to have a special place.
Yes.
It will have a special place.
It will.
Yes, man. I definitely love that gift. It is awesome. You guys definitely check it out, for real. Gina kicked ass on that. It impressed everybody. Everybody like, yo!
It was neat.
That shit is fire.
Yeah, I liked it.
But yeah, man, it was nice to get some of those kind words from everyone.
We did. We went, the weekend before we went and ate. And I think we just rested.
Because it was technically my birthday dinner.
Yeah, it was supposed to be first birthday dinner, but we didn't make it.
Yeah.
Plus,
I mean, when you get older, your birthday just don't matter that much. And plus, especially if it's in the middle of the week.
I am.
You know what I mean? It's just like, whatever.
If it's the weekend, it's a total different experience. If it's the weekend, everybody's getting fucked up.
No, don't do that.
It's mine on the weekend.
Your ass likes to get fucked up on everybody else's birthday.
We gotta have fun.
And Gina don't drink, so she a cheap ass date. I like it.
No, I don't drink now.
Well, yeah, then you did, but
yeah. Then I did. I drank. That was fun.
But pretty much ever since her hysterectomy gift, she hasn't drank. And that's been 6 years, damn near.
Yeah.
Yep.
It makes me sick now, actually.
Just been leaving the nuts hanging out. It's been great, too, man. That's a gift for me.
Okay.
It's balls deep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I got off track. What are we talking about?
Oh, just nothing. Just okay. A hysterectomy present and the present I got from it.
You know. Yes. I haven't been able to drink since then.
Yeah. Not ever. I mean, you do, but you don't drink.
Gina loves Bud Light. The first two sips, yeah. I'm like, ooh, and I feel it in my feet, and I'm like, oh, no, this is going to be good. And then, no. And then, like, 4 or 5 more sips, I get the nauseous. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Now I'm tingly and nauseous. Yay. Yeah.
So, yeah, but, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Because all you do is just, to supplement it is, yay.
Yeah, and smoke my weed every day. Fuck yes.
Glad you're happy, dear.
Yeah, I am.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What else are you looking forward to with our business? Let's give them a little piece. Gina's Herbal Kitchen, LLC.
I'm more, I'm excited to be doing this, but I'm more excited to pull off my 5-year plan. So
I heard that, girlfriend.
So that's what I'm more excited about. This one's just the trials.
Yes.
This one's going to be the trials to get me to where I want.
It's new for us.
Yeah.
Especially doing things legally.
I know. It's so scary. My God, I am calling them every day. Like, are you sure I'm not supposed to? They're sending me a certificate. What are you talking about, woman? I don't know, but they said they sent it on the 24th. I know it. Where is it? Yeah. They've had a lot of me.
Well, and they're going to continue to. Yes, they will. You damn Skippy.
I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, man. I do want to tell you, too, though. I am proud of you for taking this step and this leap. And we're doing it together. And I think it's great.
Yes, we are.
I'm very proud of you.
Baby. We are 50-50.
Yes, we are.
Now on the paper.
The legal documents.
That's 50-50.
That's right. Until she buy me out.
Oh, dear.
Like, who'd you vote with? I voted myself. Yes, we are excited to embark on this. So please stay tuned because we might also be implementing some merchandise.
Yes, I do. I've been working on some IOC.
IOC merchandise. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all rock with us. Every Especially day. Y'all. I mean, you can still consider y'all to be day ones, even if you're listening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Rocking with us in the beginning. Things are changing. You got to adapt and continue to grow. And that's what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
That is the sound of approval.
I think I need to refill it.
Oops. Oh, look at you. You get a little uncoordinated over there a little bit?
Things are going crazy.
Oh, man. That's some bad tobacco going on there and shit.
I know, it's a lot of ass.
You know what? Oh, never mind. Really, that's distracting folks.
Fuck no. They know what we're doing.
Well, ain't no we. It's you.
Yeah, whatever. They know what that sound is. Mm. Yes. That's right.
Getting situated over there? Everything good?
Everything's always good. It doesn't matter if it's not, it's good.
Even the ass in the bottom of the bowl, right?
Yep, it's good. I'm going to try it again.
Man, check this out. So, first of all, I want to tell everybody, hopefully we are giving you something to listen to for a brief, short period of time, whenever you decide to listen to us, to distract you from what's going on in the world right now. I know Rush out there wilding and stuff, but we ain't trying to take it there, because this is a podcast that we record to have you come through to get away from thinking about some of those types of things. If you are fortunate enough to basically be able to send your thoughts and prayers and aid in whatever way you can to the citizens of Ukraine, you know,
there are ways to do it.
There are ways to support.
Companies are doing things right and left. Mm-hmm. Baker Creek, over the weekend, they did theirs to where every bit of the seed
proceeds,
the seed purchases goes straight to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. They did 1.6 million of people mm-hmm. bought, or, you know, they all bought seeds. I was going to jump the bandwagon and do it too, but I couldn't pick what to buy.
And also be careful, too. Make sure you verify. If you are out there and able to support in such a situation, be careful that you're not getting scammed. You know,
mm-hmm.
definitely be careful of that. That happens all the time around, even, which is just sick and disgusting.
And, I love what Elon Musk is doing. I mean, that was very kind of him to get that stuff over to him so they can have internet.
Oh, yeah, the satellite. Yeah, Starlink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But if you are listening around that region and you are affected by this, and your family and your friends are affected by this, we definitely send our deepest sympathies and condolences to you guys. I mean, this mm-hmm. is, I mean, whew. Yeah, yeah.
That's heavy shit.
I mean, yeah, 2022, and we're just in March, you know. So,
some heavy, heavy shit.
Yeah, so do the best you can to stay positive as much as you can. And sometimes, I don't want to sound insensitive, but sometimes, you know, put the phone down for a few hours a day. Stay away from social media for a little bit. Just put it down for a little bit. It does make a big difference. And focus on, you know, the blessings that you do have, and taking care of your family and taking care of yourself. Because not every day is promised. And it won't be. Tragedies befall us all. Even at the hands of things that are out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
So. But. Babe.
What?
Something's coming up here soon.
What's that?
Because, well, no. Actually, I was about to jump the gun. Because I was going to say, we might just have to record earlier. Because somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's me. It is. Yeah.
Another birthday coming up.
Uh-huh. Another year older.
Somebody's going to get fucked up.
In a hot tub. I would get fucked up and fucked. But hey, we'll see how it goes.
What? Somebody got some plans. Shit. What do you want for your birthday? I have no clue. We just went through this whole fucking... Just...
I know. We've had all this stuff. That's why you got a handmade gift. I
couldn't. Oh, yeah. You didn't tell everybody what you got for your anniversary.
Oh, I did. I got a... Oh, no, I didn't. But I did. I got a Hecate sculpture. Absolutely beautiful. Got her skull and her serpentine and her two dogs.
And people are like, who the fuck? What the heck she say?
Hecate.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so, you got plans, huh?
I do. I always have plans. It's my birthday. And the funny thing is, it only can be the two of us. So.
Hey, party over here.
So, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah, we're not disclosing the location, but we got us a cabin. A little cabin, hot tub. A little, yeah. Some nature action.
A little bit.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be nice and relaxing because we've been grinding and working hard, y'all. Mm-hmm. Working, working, working. Work never stops.
It doesn't.
Yep. Goals don't get accomplished overnight.
I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm. We all do it in certain instances, man. We get impatient. Sometimes we get desperate. That's just human nature. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, we can't end this podcast without at least approaching a relationship question. Because we said we want to start doing some more of these relationship things. So, have you thought of a question?
No, because you gave me 2 seconds. And I don't have anything in my brain. It sounds good, though.
Well, one thing that I've... honey. One thing I observed. Kind of piggybacking off of last week and hearing more conversations. If you want to hear some of the crazy stuff we just talked about, such as not finding your prenup, you want to go to episode 1 of this season. Now, some of the things that I've been observing, too, as of recently, is... I'll pose the question this way. Listeners, how do you know when your significant other is lazy? Have you ever been in a lazy relationship? Are you in a lazy relationship right now? Are you the lazy one? Do you know if you're the lazy one or not? Do you know this?
I feel lazy, but...
You are far from freaking
that's
lazy.
That's what he said. But it's just because I was like, I want more done.
Yeah, we both that way.
I can't get it done, so I feel lazy. I mean, it may not be true, but that's just how I feel.
Well... Laziness can come in a lot of different forms. It doesn't just have to be, oh, all he wants to do is come home and sit on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Or all she wants to do is come home and, you know, play video games. That's all she wants to do.
Yeah, that's kind of never fun. But if you're doing it together, that's a different story.
Well, then you're both lazy. No, I'm kidding.
No, then you're both having your time together. That would be that.
So, babe, what would you say if you could, what's your thoughts on that, though?
Because
I have a couple of examples I'll bring up.
Because some, I mean, you don't have to do stuff 24/7. Nobody has to do anything 24/7.
No, everybody needs to rest.
But if somebody doesn't get out of bed, you kind of might need a question to ask them if they're doing okay.
Well,
like, well, what's going on? I don't think you're lazy. I think you're depressed. So, I mean, there's going to be a fine line with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking they're lazy, but they might be really depressed, and you might be the cause. I don't know.
I was going to mention that, too. So, if you could be the cause of it, too.
Yeah.
But here's the other question. Here's the other part of the question that I was posing is, how do you know if you're the one that's lazy? What signs can somebody look at to wonder or kind of realize or see that maybe I am lazy in the relationship or marriage and I don't realize it?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take much to pick up your own shit. And it doesn't take much to help pick up a mess that you guys made together. I mean, you know, or it, you, I don't know. It doesn't hurt to do it.
No.
So, I mean.
Ladies, do you ask your man to mow the lawn and he still puts it off for the next few days and you end up looking like the block or the house on the block that embarrasses your neighbors?
So she didn't get out and do it?
Yeah, right.
Then what's the problem? There's a problem I'm just kidding. On both ends.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they're both young and able-bodied, everybody should be sharing in the responsibilities, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would get out there and mow. I didn't have you get mad at me every time. And I'd not go out and mow anyway.
Because lines is not, no, man. We can't be mowing like that. No, don't you act like, what is this? And I'm going to give you a perfect example to shut you down before you even get started.
Okay.
Let me fold the laundry.
No.
Exactly. So, it's okay. We're sharing in the responsibilities.
But I like to mow because it was exercise for me to get me stronger. And he didn't like it. I was trying to mow like 2 months after the hysterectomy.
Yeah, stupid shit. The fuck are you doing?
I needed to gain my strength back.
Here's an example. One of the guys that I spoke to, he overheard his girlfriend sitting on his front porch talking to the next door neighbor that he was upset, or that she was upset with him because she felt like the relationship wasn't equal and he needed to step up and make sure the relationship was supposed to be 50-50, and he doesn't realize this. Now, mind you, she doesn't work. She doesn't clean. She doesn't cook. And all she does is sit on the couch all day, so bad to the point that she has a free membership to a gym and complains about her weight and being overweight and going over on their data on their Wi-Fi and all that stuff going on at the house. And she wanted to be able to fit into a dress that she's been looking at. And he told her straight up, then hang it in front of the fucking TV.
Oh my Jesus.
Now, granted, I don't advocate being that type, but you know, I mean, that just doesn't sound very healthy.
I don't think any of that sounds very healthy.
Yeah. But, you know, this man works. He supplies everything. Every bit of money that they have goes through him. And the relationship is at 50-50. He still has to go home, do all the chores, clean, cook, all the above. You name it. He has to do it. To the point, he's a funny dude. Don't get me wrong. But he said, man, every time I'm driving home, it's like a turd comes flying out of the sky and hits me right in the fucking face every fucking day I go home. Why put yourself in that situation to leave yourself in that situation?
Why are you still staying?
What good is this chick then, man? I'm going to just keep
it
100.
They're giving you signs everywhere.
That's what I tell them all the time. Like, fam, I don't know how the fuck you do it.
Then let it go.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if age has something to do with it.
It don't matter about age. I don't know any of that.
No, but certain people, I mean, they feel like time is running out. Like,
well, that time is going to run out for him if he doesn't leave this one alone.
And her family is nothing but drama.
Yeah, leave her alone.
I mean, it's just a shit show of a nightmare. It just is.
Just say no.
Yeah, but to have the nerve to say, and then he said, I said, man, you didn't throw her shit out the porch, and she was sitting there right there, just start throwing it out the front door. You didn't do that. He said, nah, I'm just keeping it as an ace in my back pocket. I said, for when, fool? That was then.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-mm.
How would you feel, ladies and gentlemen, if you heard your significant other saying that about you, if you overheard it or read it somewhere?
That would be sad. I would get rid of him as soon as possible.
I know what Gina and I would do to each other. Okay, well, back your shit.
Right.
I mean, to get to a point in a relationship to feel that way and still not address it, I guess he did finally blow up. He finally blew up about everything.
But she's still there.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, that's what they do. Wink, wink, son, we love you. They start kissing your ass.
Yeah. They do.
And that's male so or female. This is not either or. That's man, woman, you know, or whatever, you know, respective relationship you're in. That's just what the significant other will start doing when you're trying to get a point across. Sometimes, especially if they are basically being enabled, being pampered, being sheltered. And I mean this all in a non-productive way. Mm-hmm. And being coddled and just all of the above is never a good sign, never a good thing in a relationship.
Mm-mm. really isn't.
It's like you have your cake and eat it too. And granted, a lot of people are in relationships like that, but eventually that your significant other, if you're the one that's listening right now that takes advantage of your significant other in that way, it never ends well.
It doesn't end well on and either you,
and plate. And, yeah, it just doesn't end well. Mm-mm. And if you're that selfish and don't give a fuck, then hey, by all means, do what you do. But just know, there's other things that are encompassed as far as energy-wise, however way you want to flavor it, whatever way you want to name it, energy-wise, that is going to affect you in a negative way if you are being selfish in that way, mm-hmm. outside of your relationship.
And then the other person, not all that emotion and those emotional feelings, that'll just, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it.
Well, basically, we're just along the lines of talking about if the person is selfish on the other end and taking advantage of, you know, maybe you're the one that's the giver and the other person is just, all they do is receive or take, or not receive, but take, exactly.
Take. And that's what I said, being the giver on that aspect, it's a very, very just burdensome toll. Mm-hmm. On both especially our, when it's not both being yourselves and, you know, the environment around you.
Yeah, especially when it's not being reciprocated. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, man. I mean, that's just, yeah, being in those, I call them blood, energy-sucking vampires and leeches mm-hmm. out here, man. I mean, shit, it's a real thing.
Yeah, they're, and there's a lot of them. They're everywhere. mm-hmm. They are everywhere. And they do seek out people that are givers.
People that are empathetic mm-hmm. too. People that giving. Have a lot of sympathy mm-hmm. and always giving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to align your perspective too in a certain instance to where, yes, you know which people to keep away from you. You know, and sometimes that's easier said than done, especially if you share those two traits of being an empath, mm-hmm. So to speak. Because the last thing you don't want to do is piss people off or upset somebody. And they prey on that. Mm-hmm. They do. I've had to protect Gina a few times from some of these goofballs. I ain't going to keep it. I mean, you know I have. I've mm-hmm. had to. I'm like, nah, man.
They do. They'll come suck all my energy. Leave me high and dry.
And you know what? I'm not even just talking
about. And then about, I still feel bad about myself.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, man, get the fuck out of here with that. And then it could be your family more than anybody.
Yeah, they can do it too.
Your own flesh and blood, man. So
they can do it too.
But yeah, man. But being lazy could mean a lot of things in mm-hmm. a relationship. It could be with helping with the kids. It could be a lot of different things going on. And maybe you're in a relationship where maybe you're expecting more out of your significant other or whoever you're dating. Maybe expecting more out of them. But you have to question, to an extent, are you expecting too much from that person?
Right. You give them too much, they shut down.
Yep.
They ain't gonna care anyways.
Yeah, because if you're expecting more out of somebody, you guys aren't. Unless, especially, the only time that I feel like that's more applicable than any other time is if you sat down and discussed the goals that you guys are going to work on and achieve on together, and what you're going to do on your end and what they're going to do on their end, and they're still not doing it.
I mean, you had to think, like, it took me 5 years to get this going.
Well, it takes time.
To get to this point.
Yeah, it takes time.
And it wasn't.
But you didn't sit stagnant either this
whole time. No, I didn't sit stagnant. We didn't, neither one of us did. We constantly kept learning. Yes. I constantly kept.
Trial and error.
You know.
Asking questions, researching. Just
constant. Mm-hmm. So even if the person looks or seems like they're lazy, they might not be, because they might be still working at something that they're going to get out.
And then in the same breath too, maybe they just deep down are not interested in what you're motivated by. And that's okay too. And if that's the case, you got to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean the thing, but you know, I mean, that just happened. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, your significant other may be into, I don't know, throw something out there.
Basketball.
Going to quilt festivals.
Hey, that is fucking fun, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just saying. I mean, just maybe that's what they're into, and they want you to be involved and want you to be, you know, and then and deep down, you're probably like, man, I don't fuck with that. You know, I don't.
You know, like a fabric is like flowers. I mean, if you just, there's so many, just like, ooh, ah, ooh, that's neat. Oh, that's cute. It's the same thing. It's
somebody getting high.
Motherfucker, no, I'm not. You brought a quilt.
I see your point, dear. No, that was a poor example, but I'm sure people could construct what's going on. And if they're in a situation similar to, you know, like maybe you're not in, like you said, basketball.
I don't know. You don't want to go. Like, have you ever went to the fabric aisle? It's like so neat.
Yes, I go with you.
See?
And I like it. So that's what I'm like. I like it. But like you said, maybe you don't want to go to the basketball and the football games. You don't want to help coach your son's or daughter's little league team with your significant other. There's a lot of different things when it comes to things.
And that's okay.
They don't want to get up and go to practice at 7 in the morning no more, man. Like, look, honey, I love you, but I hate baseball, okay? I don't want to bring the Gatorade. I don't want to bring the fucking bologna sandwiches. I don't want to bring the fucking Capri Suns. I don't want to do none of that shit. Okay?
See, but I still love you,
though.
More.
But that's I still better. Love you, though. It might devastate him or her. Y'all might be arguing for the weekend. But you got to be honest up front.
Yeah.
You got to be honest up front.
I've always told him I don't like fucking foosball.
But it doesn't, but just because you may not be interested in certain things or motivated by it, I mean, you can still support them, still support it.
Yep.
I mean, don't stop them from doing it.
Nope, I don't stop, yeah.
No, hell no.
You can watch football.
Man, I've always told you, like, when do I honestly ever say no to you about anything?
I don't know.
That's the problem. See, we're going to have to work on that because some no's is going to start meaning no's a little bit more around here, around your king. Don't make me come down off my throne and let you know what time it is. I'm just saying. You should see her face.
You're just right saying. You just dripping. No.
Oh, don't try to be polite on the mic now.
Well, I'm trying.
You just called me a motherfucker 2 minutes ago. Oh, now you got to hit the bowl to process what I just said. You know I'm fucking with you, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of, okay. Sort of. That N-O going to be coming through a little bit more. Just saying.
Yep. Okay. I am not one to be told no.
See, exactly. You hear this shit? You hear this shit?
We can compromise a no, but no. I'm not getting told a no.
Now, what's my face look like? Keep feeling yourself on these mics. Yeah, stick around after the podcast, babe. Stick around for a little bit.
I got to go cook your food.
Oh, that.
So I can't stick around.
See, look at all right, I'll let you have this one.
I got it.
There's always a next episode. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate every single one of you guys. I still want to send love, prayers, condolences to the citizens of Ukraine. Man, I can't imagine just being told that if you're trying to flee with your family and you get turned back at the border, like, nah, player, take this strap, you fighting. Like, man, you know what I mean? So, but please, please, please keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. Send lots of love, positive energy. I know this sounds cliche and it's like, man, and feeling powerless and things of that nature, but it could easily happen to any one of us on this globe.
Mm-hmm.
Could easily happen. So don't be that person. That's all I'm saying. Show a little bit of sympathy.
Yeah. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, babe,
stay safe.
Yes. Please stay
Everybody
safe.
Stay safe.
Yes, please stay safe. Be careful. Watch your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. People are being tricky.
Yeah.
These days. Man.
Man, this year's, yeah.
Crazy people.
Yeah, man. But, yo, if you want to reach out to us, if you want us to talk about certain things, hit us up in our descriptions of the podcast. You can DM us, email us. Hopefully, you are staying.
Hi, and Ryan.
And keeping positive thoughts, as always, in the forefront of your mind. Make sure to at least find something to smile at once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to do the best you can out here, even though things are pretty tough right now. So, thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. What you got to tell them real quick?
I don't have... I mean, I'm watching you.
Hashtag GHK.
Yeah. I like the page.
Yes. Yeah, man, don't fuck around. This podcast been free. Y'all motherfuckers gonna have to start supporting, all right?
Yeah, all right.
We ain't gonna keep it free forever because we can do some exclusive content y'all gonna have to pay for, and then y'all gonna be like, oh man, they tripping. Don't put it past us. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Peace. Deuces. Well, I gotta turn around. I ain't got my normal chair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't.
Yeah, because somebody's spoiled.
I'm not fucking spoiled.
I want to make sure my baby's okay while she's working.
So you could have just bought me one.
That's going to be your birthday present.
No. I'm
fine. What do you mean, no? That's all I can afford.
Dude, I just get you one. Get you one.
No, I keep. That's my
and
chair.
I like the hand-me-down.
That is no.
You needed a new one because you'll flip out of it, I won't.
That's why I have the electrical tape marked where I have it marked on that.
That's ghetto.
And the
chair.
Can
you just get you one? You deserve it. And no. I like the hand-me-down. It fits me perfect.
That chair is perfectly molded for my ass cheeks. I'm not going to train a new one.
No, dude. It is not.
Can I stop recording now?
You should have stopped a long time
ago. Well, because you start talking shit, and now people got to really hear how you be sounding.
No, me.
I'm keeping my chair. That's my chair.
No, you need a new one.
No, because you like that goddamn chair.
You need a new one.
I don't need it. On your birthday? Okay.
Yes.
That sounds fucked up. I'm not doing
it. It sounds perfect.
Buying you a new chair, man. Mm-mm. I'm going to get you a nice, expensive, exclusive chair just for you.
No,
And guess where I'm gonna get it at?
Where?
Walmart.
Yeah. They pay.